Yeah, from the two Mishmor, the one that left and the one that came in, each one got six. And the Kohen Gadol divided up from each one of them, he got a portion. So from one he got three, and the other one he doesn't get completely half. Therefore he only got five. So that's what Gemara is saying now. My, our boy, Mr. Rabbonim, the Yamri, Nichnas Neutel Sheish, the Yoitze Neutel Sheish, Oschar Hagofes the Losois, Loi, Mishtei Masoro, they didn't get from 12 Chalis, from the Lechem Aponim. They did not have to give away two of them for the Schar, for the pay of the people who used to open and close the doors. Is Mela boy Mif Lishtoreshe boy Miflig is Boso Chodo Mi Palgo. He takes away one from Hif, is Chomishokel. Therefore, he only gets five. Notice he does not get exactly Hif. He gets one less than Hif. So Hif would have been six. So we don't let him get exactly Hif. He only gets less than that. Less than that means he gets five. So according to these Rabbonin, he gets five always according to Godel. Mashenki and the Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Yehuda the Yomar. Nichnas Neutel Sheva. No, the new Mishma that's coming in, they take seven from the Chlechem upon him. Shtayim v'schar ha'gofes losis. That two of these seven you have to give away for reward for the people that are opening and closing the doors. The Yaitse, what about the Mishma that's leaving now? Neutel Chomesh meyaser. They take out Neutel Chomesh, they take out five. So really what comes out is the Mishma that's coming in and the Mishma that's leaving, they both get five apiece. And two of them go for the schar, for the payment, for the person that takes care of opening and closing the doors. So really, how much was divided up? Only 10 was divided up. So Mela Meyesa Boy Miflug. They have to divide it up between the 10. Is Mela Botsa Chodo. We're going according to Rabbon and Shita, the Kohen Gadol always got a little bit less than half. He never got exactly half. So Mela, if you're only dividing up 10, so how much would be half of 10? Be 5. And according to the Rabbanan Shita again, the Kohen Gadol never got half. Therefore, according to this Shita, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, according to the Rabbanan, that they only divided up 10 of the Lechem Aponims, because two of them was given for reward for the people that opened and closed the gates, so he only divided up 10, so he can't give 5 to the Kohen Gadol, that would be right smack in the middle half, so we have to give him 4. So that's why the Rabbanan say 4 and 5. It depends how much of the Lechem Aponim is divided up between the two Mishmorim. Is only 10 divided up? That's according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because 2 was taken out of the Cheshbin to give reward for the people that open and close the gates. So if out of these 10, the Kohen Gadol can only get 4, not 5, that's why the Rabbanan say he gets 4. And the other Shita, that he gets 5, that's going according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, that all 12 Chalas were divided up. If all 12 Chalas were divided up, then we say, how much do you get? We say, he has a right to get 5, because half would be 6. So we don't give him half, we only give him less than half, would be 5. That's how you get these two shittas according to Rabbanan. Either 4 or else 5. Yeah. Boy, this is what's the chod, and after we shock a lot of you. But Rav Ram Rav is another teretz. Rav Ram Ataya Kulu Rebbe here. Now everything goes according to Rebbe here. V'sobolak Rebbe Yehuda. And Rebbe also goes according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita. That what, according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita, how much of the Lechem Aponim was divided up? Only 10 of them. Because 2 of them went off for the payment for the Schar HaGofes and losses. So out of these 10, the Kohen Gadol, according to Rebbe Shita, always got half. Therefore it says 5. So this Brisa that says they got 5 comes out good according to Rabbanan, according to Rebbe. I, the Brisa also says 4. For the Gemara of Elo Mayar Bo, HaChomish Bo Elo Mishkol. How come it says 4 and 5? How do you ever have 4? According to Rebbe Shita, you can never have less than 5. Because Rebbe says the Kohen Gadol has to get exactly half. So we always divided up at least 10 of the Lechem upon him. So the Kohen Gadol has to get at least 5. How come here it says he gets 4? So according to the Rabbanan, it's very good. The Rabbanan say the Kohen Gadol always gets 1 less than half. But if you want to say now the whole thing goes according to Rebbe, and Rebbe says the Kohen Gadol always gets half, so how could it be the Kohen Gadol only gets 4? It never comes out he gets 4. Have the Gemara Lekash, there's no stira. Ho diyiko mishmor ha-misakev, Hodeleka Mishmar Masakif. It depends if there's some people left over from the old Mishmar or not. What does that mean? Iyika Mishmar Masakif, there's some of the Mishmar that's still staying over, that's being Makiv, is Mishmoina Boile Miflug. Then we only divide up 8 Chalas. That's all we're dividing up. Therefore, half of 8 is 4. That's why the Kohen Gadol gets 4, even according to Rebbe Shita. There's a case that we only divide up 8 Chalas, and mainly half of that is 4. V'shokal Abor. and Ileka Mishmar Masakiv. If there's none of the old Mishmar, we'll soon see Rashi what it means. If there's none of the old Mishmar, the old Kana from last week staying over, then Nayesa boy Lemitzlug. Then they have to divide up the 10 Chalas they divide up in here. The Mail of Ishakal Chamish, that's why the Kohen Gadol gets 5. But I tell you, it all goes according to Rebbe. For the Gemari Hochi, if this is the true, my Rebbe Yoim Liyalim Chamish. If this is true that you're saying, that even the middle part goes according to Rebbe also, that Rebbe also holds sometimes there's only 4 for the Kohen Gadol, because sometimes you only divide up 8 from the Lechem Aponim. Because when you have a Mishmar HaMasakev that was staying over, there's only 8 to divide up. So Rebbe's also masking that sometimes you only get 4 to the Kohen Gadol. How come at the end it says, Liyalim Chamish? How come it says, Rebbe says clearly, the Kohen Gadol always gets 5? That's not true. The Kohen Gadol doesn't always get 5. Just like a kasha. It was not mashm like that. Mashm like we said before. Havad the Mitzvot has to go according to the Rabbonin. That's 4 and 5 goes according to the Rabbonin Shita. And Rebbe Tak holds, no, you always get 5. Let's see Rashi now. What's this case here of the Mishmar HaMasakev? Rashi Elamaya Bo Chochomish Boy LeMishkol. Like kasha. He's according to Rebbe Shita, how do you have to have 4? You always have to have 5. Is like kasha. Ho diyika mishmar hamisakiv. Trashi pomim she yomtiv chal b'sheni b'shabbos. Sometimes yomtiv comes out to be on Monday. V'yesh mishmar matim ubo me'er shabbos. Sometimes the mishmar wants to come much earlier and stay there ready Friday. O misakiv ad haregel, and he waits until the regel. Shekola mishmaris boyes b'regel. All the mishmarim used to come and work on the regel together. Oy pomim, sometimes shemoytsoi yom tov erev Shabbos. Sometimes the last day yom tov was on a Thursday, so moytsoi Shabbos is Friday already. V'yam mishmaris holchos l'mkaimam v'erev Shabbos. Now some of the mishmar went home on erev Shabbos. V'yesh mishmar shemasakiv some, but some of them still stood over. They didn't want to go home erev Shabbos. They stayed in the Meis Hamikdash over Shabbos also. Ad moytsoi Shabbos until after Shabbos. Otanan b'masech the sukkah, we learned in the Gemara in sukkah. That Shabbos Shabbatech Regel. The Shabbos that's in the middle of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So Pesach, Hayakola Mishmori Shavis. All the Mishmorim were to get equal there. Vechilik Lechem Aponim. Everybody got a chilik and Lechem Aponim. Vechain Yom Tov Hasamach LeShabbos. Who were in the Yom Tov that came out either right before or right after? Bein Milafuneho, whether the Shabbos is right, the Yom Tov is right before the Shabbos. Shein Nechorlum Loshur B'Shabbosim Kaimim. They can't go home to the houses on Shabbos. Or else if the Yom Tov comes out right after Shabbos, they have to come to the Beis Hamikdash already Erev Shabbos, because they want to be able to do the Avoda on Yom Tov, which is like Sunday, so they can't travel on Sunday or be too late. So already they travel already Friday, they come to the Beis Hamikdash on Friday, they stay over that Shabbos, and then on Sunday on Yom Tov they start to do the Avoda. Now Erev Shabbos saw you kol ha'mishmaris Shabbos b'chiluk lechem aponim. Now in such a case on this Shabbos that the Mishmar were Makdimim, they came a little bit earlier, is everybody got a chelik and lechem upon him. Shrei akorchin shoyin shom. All the Mishmar had to stay there. Varei hi kishabbos shabbatech regel. Even though this is a Shabbos before Yom Tov, it has the same halacha like a Shabbos in the middle of the regel. Hu adin chal yoy mechod lahatzik bintayim. What's going to be if there's one day in between? Like Yom Tov comes out either the last day was Thursday, or else the first day, let's say, is on a Monday. Either Yom Tov ended on Thursday, so there's still a day Friday in between. Or else what's going to be when Yom Tov first comes out to be on Monday? What's going to be in such a case? Then we say no. Since Yom Tov is first taker on Monday, the Mishmar didn't have to come before Shabbos. They could have stayed home that Shabbos. They're not supposed to do the avodah that Shabbos. Every Shabbos has its base av that works that week. So mainly they seem to come this Shabbos. Who asked them to come? They should have first come on Sunday. Is mainly einem Shabbos. They don't have a locha to get a chilek and lechem upon him. El mishmar ha-misakev b'Shabbos. But only the mishmar stays over. Bein shu mishmar echod, bein shu mishmar es harbi. Is noito shtei chalas. Whether they're a lot or a little, they have a right to divide up 2 chalas. The Yashar Meschalkos LeMishmar HaYotze V'Nichnas SheZmanim Kfuim LeYotze Shabbos. And in such a case, that's what we have this case. And the case that Yom Tov comes out ended either Thursday, or else Yom Tov first starts on Monday. So then we say these new Mishmarim shouldn't have come Erev Shabbos to be there for Shabbos. They could have first come on Sunday.
So lo yitzu, they did come on Shabbat, and they're all there. Those mishmerim, they don't have an equal right to divide up the lechem upon him like everybody else does. But our koponim, there's some type of a chalukah that two of the lechem upon him goes away for those people. Those people that came too early, or those people that stayed over in the base of Mitzvah, just stay there. This Shabbos, they have a right to divide up these two lechem upon him, go to them. So according to the Shita, two of the lechem upon him goes for the schar of the agofas adalsis, for the people that took care of closing and opening the doors. And this Shabbos now, two of them went away for the mishmer that either came too late, stayed over, or the mishmer came too early. So how many challahs were left over to divide between the actual mishmer that's leaving now and the new one coming in? Only eight. So even according to Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe says the Kohen Gadol always gets half, how much is half for? So that's why this brisa that says sometimes the Kohen Gadol gets four of the lechem aponim, sometimes he gets five, both go according to Rebbe. On a regular Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol gets five, because ten are divided up, and the Kohen Gadol gets half, he gets five. But on this Shabbos, that the other Mishmarim came early, or stayed later, therefore there's only eight to be divided up on the regular ones. That's the case that Rebbe is also asking, the Kohen Gadol only gets four. So Mar Es is not a good terrace, because if Yochi, the Mitzvah of Rebbe, he, mildly Yoylem Chomish. How come Rebbe says, Li'oylam Chomish? He always says, the Kohen Gadol always gets five from the lechem upon him. It's not true. If you just tell me now, Rebbe's maskim by the Mishmar HaMasakiv, when they stayed too long, or they came too early, there's a din that two of the lechem upon him, goes to those Mishmar. So how many lechems are left over? Only eight to be divided up. So if there's only eight, the Kohen Gadol only gets four. How come Rebbe says, Le'oylam Chomish? Mash Rebbe doesn't know from this Yisrael of four. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Not mashma that this brisa goes according to Rebbe. Havada, the first part, the Rishon Sefer, goes according to the Rabbonin that says the Kohen Gadol always gets less than half, either four or five, depending if all 12 was divided up, then the Kohen Gadol only gets five, or else if only 10 was divided up, then the Kohen Gadol gets four. That's the Rabbonin Shita, the Kohen Gadol always gets a little bit less, one less than half. And the Sefer at the end that says the Kohen Gadol always gets five, that goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Rebbe Shita is the Kohen Gadol always gets half. And Rebbe's holding now how many lechem upon him is divided up? 10. Two of them go for the Schar, the Gofas Adalsus. They get two of the lechem upon him. There's only 10 left over. Therefore, Rebbe Shita is, you divide up the 10 and half, the Kohen Gadol gets five of them. All right, we'll stop here.